Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. It's a little bit of small business heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to listen to some of the archives. We have over 2,000 of those interviews with our Brain Trust members over the last several years. And we add about 1,000 new ones every year. And the replay that's available for 24 hours. Every show I do every day is up for 24 hours. And then, of course, the live simulcast that we do in addition to the radio broadcast. We simulcast it on the Internet as well. And lots of other things you can do there, including subscribing to my free newsletter. Let's get to our guest, though. Bruce Phillips is a friend of ours. Bruce is with the NFIB. He's Senior Fellow in Regulatory Studies at the NFIB Research Foundation, and he's been talking to some small business owners, and we want him to tell us what they said. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. And are you going to be coming down today to the soiree here at the JW
Marriott?
Yes,
I'll be in and out during the day.
Well, today. Be sure to come by and say hi.
I will.
It's really early for Bruce, folks. He usually doesn't get up till about 9:30, and so
I wish that
we didn't make
true.
Him come down, right, Bruce?
Right.
Jack's not listening, Bruce. Don't worry. Bruce, tell us what you guys have been up to. You've been doing some polling of small business owners about what keeps them up at night, haven't you?
We sure have. About every four years, and this is the sixth one, I guess, that we've done since 1986. We asked small business owners to rank 75 different business problems, and we asked about 20,000 of our members, approximately 20% of them respond, so we got about 4,600 responses back, and that's enough to give us a nationally representative, you know, distribution by...
That's a nice sample, no kidding.
Yeah, by different industries, different regions, et cetera, different firm sizes, age of businesses. And we ask them what's bothering them, what's on their mind, what are their chief problems, what bothers them more than last time, what bothers them least, you know, those kinds
mm-hmm.
of things.
And what did they tell you?
Well, the biggest concern for small business owners, as it has been for the past 15 years or so, has been the cost of health insurance. But this year it's become even more and more critical. Approximately two-thirds of our respondents, just about 67%, told us that the cost of health insurance is now a critical problem. And as you know, business owners increasingly are having a harder and harder time being able to afford health insurance for themselves and for their employees.
Well, one of the dramatic developments that's happened since the last time you took your survey, Bruce...
The last survey was in 2000, Jim.
Right.
And since 2000, almost every year, health insurance premiums have risen by approximately 14, 15, 18%.
Yeah, double digits compounding, and when they do it multiple years, that compounds.
Exactly. So on average, a business owner is probably paying almost double in 2004 what they did in 2000.
And one of the things that I'd like to point out, Bruce, is 3 and 4 years ago, before these prices started... There were hundreds of thousands of small businesses that really wanted to do the right thing and provide these kinds of benefits to their employees, and they figured out a way. They carved it out of their budget. They came up with a way to make sure they could provide this for their employees. What way did they think that they were going to get hit with these kinds of increases over the next 3 years? And they barely were able to afford it 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And now it gets to the point where it is prohibitive for a lot of folks.
Exactly.
Bruce, let me say this. Let's remind people that while health was going up at this exponential rate, pricing power was not there. People weren't able to raise their prices commensurate with those kinds of expense increases.
Exactly. And in many cases, business owners, those that were able to continue offering insurance, had to eat many of the, you know, many of the cost increases
yep.
right out of the bottom line.
Right.
And increasing co-pays, cutting back some of the offerings that they could give their employees, and it's just been a very, very tough time.
This is one of the reasons why we need something that Jack talked to us about yesterday. Jack Ferris, the president of the NFIB, and that is Association of Health Plans. We got to get these, Bruce.
Absolutely. There's no reason why small firms should be able to offer the same thing that big corporations can.
That's right.
And until the Congress changes the law, as you know, the House has passed association health plans for the last 3 years. The Senate has yet to vote on it, and we're doing everything in our power to try and make that happen.
Folks, when you talk to your senators, and don't not even when, make a point to talk to your senators, and let them know that you need them to support this. That this is important. That remind them that your company, your small business, is one of millions that create half of the economy of the United States. They need to pay attention to small businesses on this issue. Bruce, let's move on and talk about some of the other things that small business owners are concerned about.
Okay. Number two on the sort of problem hit parade has been the cost and availability of liability insurance. That's gone up significantly in the last couple of years. It includes everything from employer liability, what you can say when you hire or fire someone. It includes environmental liability, generally things of that sort. And it's also influenced by workers' comp, which is another major problem for small businesses. And
some states are worse than others, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Work liability insurance is also driven to some extent by medical claims as well. So you've had sort of a combination of things, partly driven by health insurance, partly driven by the fear of a lawsuit and some of the exorbitant and relatively unbelievable settlements that come out of frivolous lawsuits. That have pushed the need for liability insurance upward, and subsequently, doubled or tripled its cost in many cases.
Absolutely, yeah. This is it's sad to say, Bruce, but there probably are people who have had to go out of business because of the expenses that we've been talking about.
Absolutely,
and even if the workers' comp would literally put them out of business if they couldn't afford that, but the health insurance might have put them out of business because they had to stop providing health care for their employees, and they lost their good employees, and because they went somewhere else, and it's really a tragedy that's going on in small business right now with regard to these issues that you're just talking about. I tell you what, Bruce, we've got to take a quick break. We're coming up on the commercial break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bruce to tell us what some of the next issues are, and I don't think you'll be surprised at what the next one is. 20 after, we'll be right back with Bruce Phillips. He's with the NFIB Research Foundation. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bruce Phillips with the NFIB's Research Foundation. He's a senior fellow in regulatory studies there. And as you know, I'm at the JW Marriott helping the NFIB celebrate their biannual summit, Small Business Summit. And we had a great time, great dinner last night, and the Capitol Steps performed, and they're a real talented bunch of folks. And if you ever get a chance to see them, take that opportunity. And Bruce, let's get back into the things that we're talking about. We're talking about the survey that you did. You asked small business owners, thousands of them, what do they hear going bump in the night? What wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And the next thing that you're going to tell us is not going to surprise folks, because it's really become a big issue, especially in 2004.
And as you suggested, it's one of them certainly is the increasing cost of energy.
Yeah.
People are upset about obviously, the survey was taken in January, February, and the beginning of March, and that was before the spike in gasoline.
That was before
price.
It got so high, yeah, and
exactly.
before it looked like it was going to be a sustained rate.
Right. Mm-hmm. But even before that, over the last couple of years, owners have been upset about increasing energy prices, and often they can't pass these on. There was no pricing power from 2001 basically to 2003, and many of them took losses People don't realize this, but many kinds of small business owners have used vehicles in business. I mean, people typically think of the transportation sector as being the most heavily impacted. And it's true. If you own a trucking company, it hits you the biggest in the pocketbook.
Well, you got delivery trucks, you got construction trucks, got lots of different things lots of different vehicles on the road out there, and with $2 a gallon gas or more, it's just starting to get prohibitive.
Absolutely, and many of these kinds of costs, owners can't pass on and can't eat. So they try and buy more fuel-efficient vehicles when they replace one. They try to reroute their drivers. Maybe they drive it off peak times.
Right.
And congestion, frankly, is pushing this too. Many of our major cities and some of our rural areas as well haven't had new roads built, frequently in the last few years, and so congestion is rising across the country.
That's not going to get better because construction costs are going up. I mean, one of the highest increasing commodities today is concrete. So, you know, bridge building is going to be affected by that. But anyway, Bruce, I'm telling my folks that they need to get just settle in for $2 a gallon gas, and if we're lucky, it'll be $2 a gallon.
I agree. Let's hope we've hit the peak and the spike, and maybe it's going to decline a little bit. But
I'd like to think so. But I think if you look at some of the indicators around the world, you know, we don't have a capacity problem. We've got a demand problem. And as long, you know, if I were in the oil business, I'd be holding my prices high too. You would be too.
Of course.
What's the next thing, Bruce? We got a couple of minutes left. And by the way, folks, if you hear a little ambiance around, I'm not going to call it noise because these people are too cool to make noise. They're creating ambiance, and this, I'm in the press room at the in the commerce room actually at the JW Marriott, and we got folks coming and going. It's a little beehive here, and that's kind of what makes it exciting. So that's if you hear some noise, that's what it is. Bruce, go ahead. What's the next thing that keeps small business owners up at night?
Well, property taxes, Jim, have increasingly bothered business owners the past few years. And
even with the reduction that Mr. Bush gave them a year ago.
Well, no, those were on income taxes, and those were provisions where they could expense more equipment and get tax breaks for investing more in their business. But many of the property taxes, particularly on inventory, personal property, and on real estate, are state taxes. And increasingly, business owners are bothered by levies and reappraisals, I might add, faster and faster and faster of property that's been rapidly appreciating.
Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day, and they were amazed at how their property had appreciated over the last 5 years. And I mean, you know, and the thing is, isn't it a shame that they have to think that that's a bad thing? As you know, when you got older folks, mom and pop who started the business. It's a shame that they think that this has actually become a negative. It's not really, but it gives them a negative. There's a negative aspect to it because of the inheritance.
I agree. Death taxes are still a problem. Estate taxes. Many business owners. You're right. Many business owners are very happy that the property is appreciating. That's the good news. The bad news is the state, in an effort to fill budget gaps, many states have had, as you know, have been running budget deficits.
Right.
Have been running budget deficits and looked for any way they could to reappraise property faster. They created new taxes for applications, business permits.
Right.
Things of that sort, and what it did to business owners is take more out of the bottom line and make it harder and harder for them to operate. So,
Bruce, number seven is, we've got about a minute left, number seven is cash flow. Now, what were they saying about cash flow?
Well, remembering that the survey was taken at the beginning of this year, and business owners were looking back over the last couple of years, many of them were upset, clearly, that business was kind of slack during the 2001-2003 period.
Yeah.
Sales were more difficult, and it was harder and harder for owners to stay in business.
Not much churn there when that's going on.
Absolutely. And many of them were cutting costs any way they could by sometimes leaving jobs unfilled, sometimes not necessarily buying a piece of equipment or replacing it as fast as they'd like to, perhaps, you know, letting a vehicle go another 20,000 miles. And so They were saying that the last couple of years were frankly tough times, and they.
Well, I'm hoping that's gonna start changing a little bit. I think two things would happen. If you were taking the poll today, the fuel thing would be worse than it was in January, and the cash flow might be better than it was in January.
I think that's right.
Bruce Phillips, thank you for being here. Good job. Let's get you back again real soon and talk some more about this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce. Good job today. See you later.
Okay, Jim, take care.
Quick break. I'll be right back with our good buddy, Bill Dunkelberg. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.